There we go. Aww. It's on. Hello. Perfect.
Beautiful.
Oh,
it's synchronous. Surge can open was a really good.
It worked
good
pretty good. I listened to it. It was good.
It was good.
A chorus of fresh soda.
Nice callback.
A chorus of gum disease.
The diabetes.
Diabetes.
Still can't sleep.
Exactly.
Weeks later, a big gulp.
The
last
surge
night.
Is still in your system,
right?
I bought a big gulp of Mountain Dew, and it's the worst night of sleep I can remember having recently.
Good,
getting old.
Yeah, basically.
Kind of need like
you can't do the
get up there. You need a day to detox after,
or at least no
soda
drinking
10,
beyond 5 p.m. or something.
Mm-hmm.
12 p.m.
I bought it at 10.
Your body's inherent ability to process Mountain Dew has diminished with age.
I might have to get my kidneys checked out.
They're green, sir.
Oh, so they're fine.
That's right. Not supposed to be like that.
I am Irish.
What color are yours? this is the Cuban Gurney podcast. There's a cat running through the room.
Hi, Simon.
My name is Dustin Morabito.
Hi, Dustin.
Lorraine Morabito to my right.
Lorraine.
Phil McGrath.
Hi.
Kyle McGrath.
What's up?
Nothing.
Good.
We're here to talk about video games and whatever else.
Woo.
Hang out for a little bit before going to play anime card games.
Yeah, this is morning or afternoon, technically, podcast. It's like
we all got up early.
Yeah, we're all groggy and barely awake.
I mean, for us, it's the morning.
No. For me, it's not. This is the afternoon.
Fair enough.
I don't know what that is.
I wake up at noon on work days, so... Like my office shift starts at 1.
If the time is followed by a.m., it's the morning.
Right.
It's not, though.
Well, I mean...
12 p.m. is noon.
It was when we
I
got here.
I understood that anyway.
Richie's
know.
Time zone, it's morning.
It's always
We're not
morning
in
somewhere,
time.
Man.
Yeah. Depends on your perspective. Flying through space at an incredible speed, it's hard to tell what time
zone
we're
maybe
really
my afternoon is clock. Your morning, like... How can you say like that blue is always blue?
Dustin's
but if it's purple,
don't be
relative
so
time is different. We're older than you, and therefore process time differently.
Yeah.
This is why we don't record in the morning.
Philosophy Cast 20XX is now.
I mean,
and Wade is asleep upstairs.
What does it mean?
What does it mean?
Good. Is Gabe also asleep upstairs? Okay.
We have to be really quiet, guys.
So we should
no,
be
we
really
don't.
Loud.
We're really loud.
We could just be in between.
That's right. No shouting. No, don't pull out your cymbals. And
I don't think anyone should be mad if you wake them up afternoon.
That's basically my
rule. Yeah, that's fair. Agreed.
If it's you're like, still sleeping, it's your fault.
12 p.m. or later, you're just a candidate for being woken up. I'm starting to think that I just, like, defy consciousness at this point. Because I had my alarm originally set for, like, 8:50. And it went off, and I looked at it, and I just went, "Argh!" It's like,
it's Sunday.
Like, why am I awake?
2 hours
and then I
later.
Slept for like another half an hour.
You did.
That's not that much.
I was awake, and then kind of I just woke up a little bit for like 10 minutes in bed, and then went downstairs and ate a yogurt.
I stayed up late playing Destiny and drinking Mountain Dew.
Somehow Lorraine is able to greet the morning, and I mourn it. I'm like, oh. The sun hurts.
Well,
another day.
I get up at 8 every single, like, Monday through Friday and then work out for, like, an hour. So I'm used to getting up early.
Dustin, do you have a blackout curtain in your room so you
no,
have
we
to
should,
see the sun?
We should get one.
I don't want one.
I have one.
Right.
So nice.
See, I would want one, but yeah, she likes, for some reason, she likes to know
like
when
to
the sun is up.
To be woken up by the
when
blinding
I get
rays
up,
of the sun.
It's still dark.
If I'm if I'm still awake at 6 in the morning, I should feel bad about that.
That's right, yeah, with the blackout curtains, you don't have to know. You can treat yourself like a casino, just like no clocks,
no windows,
no outside windows. Just like, I don't know where I am anymore.
Let the time go. It's an artificial construct at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like borders and currency, it's just something we made up.
Philosophy Cast.
The moon landing.
Whoa.
That's not even, that's actually not funny. I hate those people.
Yeah. The earth is flat.
They're monsters.
I was going to say, I'm hearing the earth flat again.
Yep.
Sorry.
This
I cannot.
That one really hurts me more even than the moon.
Yeah, I mean it's a pure denial of because like
there are like a half dozen ways to prove it without going into space
or like the implications
just going outside.
The implications for
it
if it were flat, like how you would explain the other dozens of things that revolve put a revolve around the Earth.
It creates an infinite number of problems, mm-hmm. not the least of which everything else in the observable universe is round.
Sure, that's the beauty of.
But all of that's fake.
It's all flat.
That's the beauty
really
of ignorance and stubbornness. It's just you can just say things and then mm-hmm. they're true, no matter.
I'm B.O.B., man.
Yeah, you don't need to consider them anymore.
Man. But we did get to see Neil deGrasse Tyson rapping about the Earth not being flat. Mm-hmm. So
always
I'm
a
okay
blessing.
Yeah.
I didn't check that out.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
He gets pretty
need
into
to
it.
Put waddles over that. Get the voice and just make it waddle.
I bet you could do that.
You're so good.
My sure.
Stubby pig legs cannot reach.
I kind of just want to watch that episode again.
It's one of the best.
It's really good.
Man.
It's been a few months since I've seen the new episode anyway.
Yeah. The next one's coming out like around the end of next month.
The last new one.
I know. Mm-hmm.
An hour long.
Because that one was
in
the...
Oh, that's awesome.
That wasn't a whole episode, right? It was one
that
of the
like
chunks
a,
in the
a,
like
a,
bottomless
a,
pit thing.
Yeah.
That,
no.
Well,
it was,
wasn't bottomless pit.
It was the little like the...
It was one of those three
little,
section...
Okay, yeah, but it was like a... Yeah.
It was like the...
What
like
if?
The Shop of Horrors kind
yeah.
of type thing.
Oh, okay.
He was going.
He was telling stories
through,
or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Gravity Falls is good.
I think he killed
almost over
the episode too.
There's the guy who's like in the box or something like that.
At the end, they won't buy his thing, so he kills them.
Yeah.
Or he turns them
death.
Into
no,
an exhibit.
He puts
yeah.
them
in the
box,
right.
And they're like the guy's like right
maybe
on the
worse.
Thing.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Real dark.
Yeah.
It is fairly dark.
Oh, Gravity Falls.
What this conversation actually makes me want to watch is Cosmos.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
I'd watch Cosmos again.
Mm-hmm. Both of them.
Yeah, the original's worth watching.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
We gave a copy on Blu-ray to her sister
mm-hmm.
for Christmas. She was into it.
How yep. much was it?
Around
we
Black Friday, it was like $15.
Yeah.
It's probably more than that now.
It's on Netflix,
yeah, we got
too.
It on Black Friday.
I would get...
yeah, right, you don't need to buy it.
But I want to.
It's fine.
I want them to make more.
Yeah.
My money, make
yeah.
more.
I heard the ratings weren't great.
That's all the science there is to teach you.
That's it. 10
it's
hours.
Because the Earth is flat. That's why there's no more science to
mm-hmm.
teach.
That's
everything
true.
Is finite.
Yep.
I can't believe that show didn't have great ratings, but also I can totally believe
uh-huh.
that. That makes
why,
it got kind of silly in some parts.
Was it on?
Yeah.
It was good.
It was on Fox.
It was on Fox.
And like Net Geo.
Yeah, that's
on Hulu the day after, which is
yeah,
where
we
watched it.
We also watched it on Hulu. And it was awesome.
Yes.
I would listen to any audiobook if Neil deGrasse Tyson read it to me.
100%.
Anything.
100%, yeah.
50 Shades of Grey. Bring it on.
Whoa.
Wow.
I don't think he could read that without laughing.
That'd be the best part.
Yeah, all
right. Like, is this
director's
serious?
Part.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
it would be his initial exposure.
This?
He's like, oh.
I want the commentary along with the actual reading of
there
the audiobook.
There you go. Just...
Slipping
one
pages like, oh my.
Yeah. I bet he could be commissioned to do that.
It'd be so good.
Raise enough money for
science.
Some...
All right, yeah, right, exactly. You say that the proceeds go to science.
Yeah.
You might do it.
We're going to kickstart going to Mars, and one of the stretch goals is Neil deGrasse Tyson reads any book you want him to.
Just for you.
It'd be like that scummy pharmacist, or you own the only copy of it, and then you can just put it in your living room and never show anyone.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And they hate him, by the way.
Of course they do. There's a lot of reasons to hate that guy.
Yeah. He's kind of...
He's an investment banker, let's
yeah.
be fair. Not,
no,
let's
he earned
not
it.
Discredit pharmacists.
Yeah.
They probably have it pretty rough.
Mm.
I wouldn't want to be behind...
He owns, like, a pharmacy company?
Yeah, he owns...
Yeah.
He owns
himself
or managed pharmaceutical companies,
yeah.
but... He's not giving pills to
the
people.
No. He was the CEO and got caught doing illegal things with his pharmaceutical companies.
And nobody cared.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure he's in jail right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's
arrested.
In jail.
He's been like arraigned or whatever.
Yeah,
he's out
right.
on like a buttload of money bail.
Which
he's physically out in the world again.
Okay.
But
mm-hmm. he can't leave like some little square of Brooklyn or Manhattan or where
right.
he lives in New York. Because
so he stays online Skyping with teenagers from his high school
yep.
all day.
Good. The dream.
Politicast.
Man, we're only a couple days away. One day away.
Yeah, right.
It's early, but in a little over 24 hours...
Bernie Sanders will rule the world.
That train's just
getting
started.
Is Donald Trump real?
Yeah. Still
yeah, does he
still
see his shadow? Do we have six more
weeks
of darkness?
Trump. Yeah.
6 more weeks of
I predict
Trumpness.
Yes.
I bet he wins.
Yeah, I bet he cleans up.
We might have to title this episode six more weeks of Donald Trump.
Hashtag that right there.
Accurate, yeah.
If only it was actually on Groundhog Day, which is Tuesday.
Super Tuesday.
I never even remember when that is.
It's the 2nd of February.
Okay.
Groundhog Day is probably like the fakest holiday in history.
We had the news on because we were thinking about watching SNL, and it turned out to be a rerun last night. And they had a little graphic of what I'm assuming was supposed to be a groundhog popping out.
Yeah, it was like the 5-day weather thing. So it was sun, cloud, cloud, groundhog.
It's raining small mammals.
It looked like it was coming out of the cloud because it was in a hole, and the hole was right above the cloud that was designating the weather for Tuesday. So it's just like
a Monty Mole hijacked a Lakitu.
Pretty much.
Okay with that.
Can Lakitus throw Monty Moles?
Yeah, almost certainly.
The ones that
I've never seen it.
The dumb ones that chase you.
Can't get in Mario Maker, you can't get the cloud separate from the Lakitu, though, right? So you couldn't just put a Monty Mole.
I don't think you can put stuff in it, but I think you can shake the Lakitu out of the cloud.
Shake him out and set a cloud somewhere?
I think. But it's not like the clown car where you can put
stuff in. Oh,
yeah, I think
of the clown car where you can put stuff in.
A Monty Mole could definitely pilot a clown car.
A coin can pilot a clown car.
That's true. Those don't take much brains.
Nope.
A coin can do it.
Just flies itself. Google clown car.
I bet it has different properties, though.
Yeah, the coin is a unique and special snowflake when it comes to piloting aircraft.
It does probably run the Mario universe. I mean, it's the cash.
Sure, that's right. Yeah, cash is king.
Follow the money.
Bowser is Donald Trump.
Whoa. I would vote for Bowser over Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He gets stuff done, man.
Bowser gets
tenacious. He never gives up. So maybe they have that in common.
I was going to say, all of those are things that they have in common. Including he gets stuff done, doesn't know how to quit, questionably evil.
You could argue that his business record is about the same, since ultimately Bowser always fails.
I guess that's true.
If you look behind the scenes, you'd see all of Bowser's bankruptcies, too. It's just like, all right.
The million-dollar loan he got from his father.
They foreclosed on my castle again.
Yep.
Time to build another one.
Get another one.
He took the fight to space and lost. Right. Think of how expensive that had to be.
Taxpayers.
That's why I had to come back home.
That's right, yeah.
All the little toads.
Heavily taxes, the Goombas, and the
toad class.
Why do
you think he turns everyone into bricks? That's the whole thing about the first game, is he turned all of the citizens of the Mushroom Kingdom into bricks.
That's some deep lore there.
So he then took their money. Every time he conquers somewhere, he just takes all the treasury and then just
every
runs
time.
Do you know if that's in Japanese? And like,
I'm pretty sure that's
Miyamoto
in the English manual.
Or was that, well, see, that's what I'm saying.
Those
or
English
is that
manuals
some,
are just
yeah, is that just some
made up
poor
as they
intern at Nintendo America at the time had to like, all right, why does this world have mushrooms and...
I don't think, I'm pretty sure that's original lore and it did get translated over.
Okay, so I believe you.
I think, like Birdo is original. Birdo and all of its transgender.
The most original.
Which I don't remember if that actually got translated or not in Mario 2.
But then Birdo probably originated in Doki Doki Panic.
Yeah, I think it was.
But it is now a Mario character.
Sure.
And
it's been absorbed into the...
That game was made by Miyamoto, and I think for the most part, the general story arc is the same. I think it's also a dream in that game.
It might be.
I don't know. I've never played Doki Doki.
Yeah, that's not something you see
and very
often.
People don't talk about what happens in that game aside from Mario 2 in the
you
US
pull stuff out of the ground.
I mean, it's still the same game.
Throw
it
some turnips.
All the characters do the
fight
same
with
thing.
Bombs.
Yep.
Turnip throwing's still cool. Fanto's still an asshole.
Yeah.
Yo, soy.
Just trying to steal your keys, man.
And there's always like 5 of them. Why is only one of them after you? Shouldn't they
The other two are just for show.
Mm-hmm. They're not real, so you just
misdirection.
I just sit here all day.
You never know which
day.
One it's going to be.
I sit here all day with masks that look like me.
Hopefully they're not sentient.
Mm-hmm. All right, they're like velociraptors. They hunt in packs. The Fanto in front of you, and then the shoe come from the side that you didn't see.
There's definitely some artistic value to I sit around with a bunch of things that look exactly like me.
Mm-hmm. Just a room full of wax statues. And they're all the same person, and the real person is in that room.
Why would I do that?
Why not?
I like it.
Good.
Lorraine, what have you been playing?
Well, since last time I did finish Majora's Mask.
Woo!
What'd you think of the twin mold fight?
Eh.
Okay.
It was a little more interesting than the original one, but I didn't particularly like it.
It
That red long. One was such a... It is so long.
Yeah.
That and the Georg fight are so long. My God. Georg fight is just a mess.
It wasn't so bad once he figured out exactly how to do the last phase, but...
But that's hard, because he doesn't always, like, inhale, and he's never...
Yeah, actually,
then his dumb little fish blow up the mines. It's really dumb.
Those are dumb little fish.
Little tiny... I mean, they were in the original one, I
think. Yeah, not as much of an issue.
But he shot them out in, like, the last phase when you were just kind of, like, throwing your fins at him, jumping in, zap, zap. The swimming is really stupid.
Yeah.
It bothers me a lot. It
should.
I knew it going in. I'm even more upset now.
Mm-hmm.
Does it still feel like it functions the same when you're using the magic? Or even...
Yeah.
When you're using the magic, yes, but then you're holding down the
thing,
button.
Right. The thing that
changed
about it.
You're holding down two buttons at that point. A, to swim.
Okay.
Because if you're not holding down A, you're just like the little like dog paddle basically. Wherever as Azora. Mm-hmm. You have to hold down A to move even a little faster. And then hold down R to use the magic. So you're like clawing the side.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's...
But because you're wasting a finite resource, then you're not
inclined
to just swim around and do nothing like you in the old game. Like, oh, that's look how much fun this
or
is. I'm going to swim like a dolphin.
You get Chateau Romani.
You could
that,
do that
milk that keeps your magic just full,
mm-hmm.
which I did for the portion on the moon.
Yeah.
Because I was doing the, like, getting the Fierce Deity mask, so you needed to do all that Goron.
I hate that, the fish room and the moon. It's terrible.
It's really bad. It took forever.
Because you're just picking random paths until you get
the
heart
and the
one you
want. I had the
guide
out.
Cheater.
Yep. I did not care.
All right, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Moon is dumb.
The moon's the best thing. I like.
The moon is kind of lame.
That's the weirdest thing in any game. It's like you just get eaten by this moon with a face and suddenly you're in an idyllic field with cherubs walking around.
So, who look like little happy masks.
One
salesmen.
Perfect tree.
One perfect tree.
It's so weird.
I really
it's
like that
beautiful.
Game.
I do too. It's still really weird though.
Uh huh.
It was a good time.
Need more weird
games,
right?
More weird games and more. I want more data on water areas. Like that's outside of the caucuses, and they should be like, who'd you vote for? And have you ever liked a water level in a video game?
Ew, no.
I thought about it this before. I know there's one I like. I don't even remember it anymore.
I know. There's,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
there's a few out
going
there.
Going back to the Great Bay Temple, even though I had like the guide with me to help me through that kind of just maze of go turn this key somewhere and get the thing, I like it a lot aesthetically.
It's
probably my favorite temple in that game.
Stone Temple.
It's
Stone
those
Tower
two.
Temple.
And then maybe...
Ice one's the worst.
Yes, I was going to say the swamp. I was trying to think of a name.
Swamp's all right.
The swamp is cool, and then Snow Point. Snow Point is stupid.
Snow Point is stupid.
It's really dumb.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the worst Zelda temples ever.
It's got that extra level, like the water temple from Ocarina, where you have to reset the
mm-hmm.
entire dungeon just to get to certain places at times.
Punch these pillars out.
Oh, you punched the wrong pillars. Better put it all back up.
Can you do it? Can you actually reset the whole thing?
Yeah.
I never had to do
There's
it.
There's a switch at the bottom.
Oh, that's right.
It's so dumb.
Meridia was a good water world, and then good game.
It was alright.
It was good.
What is it?
Super Metroid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You'll hear no ill will spoken of Super Metroid.
That's right.
God
I enjoyed it because it didn't actually have water physics when you were supposed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Water world in name only.
Because you've got a suit at that
get
point,
the water
right?
Suit.
And then you can just like...
The gravity suit makes it not really a water world.
That's the purple one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Purple.
You can kill the boss by electrocuting yourself.
Oh, that's, that
or
weird,
a different way.
That little, like, it's got a little, like, baby
I
suit.
I think there's some other, even more advanced way to...
I'm sure there is.
That boss.
Yeah, there is. It's like, when you start the electrocution, I think it takes extra damage, so you, like, restart it
Maybe.
Over and over or something.
Oh,
I don't
so
remember.
You're just like...
Yeah.
Sticking
yeah,
the fork in the socket multiple
repeatedly,
times.
Repeatedly, yeah, something like that.
Slowly
it
burning your hand, but killing the thing that's touching you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you can kill it in less than 10 seconds.
Speed and strats.
You know, a game doesn't have a water level.
Link to the Past.
There's a video game.
Nah, I'm just sitting here thinking about it
there's,
for the next
there's
five
a water
minutes.
Dungeon
in the last... The Dark World.
Is
but
there?
It's you don't spend much time in the water. I don't
you
think.
Don't, like, swim. It
no.
doesn't ask you to swim. That's the
most
the kicker.
Of the
there's
the
at least one room
don't.
Where you have to swim.
Save,
it's a dungeon that you find
Oracle
by going
Ages,
in the water.
Yeah.
I don't think any other... 2D Zelda has a water.
Probably not.
Besides, well, Ages does because of the mermaid suit.
Oh, yeah.
There's that whole temple. It's like basically almost a rehashing or retelling kind of Jabu Jabu's belly, if I remember
mm-hmm.
correctly, where you've got the little like mermaid tail.
Yeah, sounds right.
Mermaid leg.
So beautiful.
So majestic.
I know everyone was wondering, but it is canon that a bunch of black magic users turned the people of the Mushroom Kingdom into everyday objects.
Good.
Turned into mirror stones, bricks, and field horsehair plants.
Yes.
This sounds like a plot to a Paper Mario game.
Invaded by the Koopa, a tribe of turtles famous for their black magic.
Well, I mean, they got all those wizards.
The most Kamek's, of them aren't Kamek's wizards.
But they have a lot of wizards.
But they do have some wizards.
They have more wizards than most of every other kingdom in most of the early.
That is true.
Most wizards.
Don't they imply in Mario 3 that, like, the... all those Mushroom Kings are actually wizards because they get their little staffs back
wands,
or whatever.
But they don't really seem to do anything with them. The Koopas steal them, immediately know how to use them, turn them into a thing, and peace out in an airship.
The Koopas are smart. They're black magic users.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. They know what
and
they
the kings are just fat idiots who are kings. And mm-hmm. even though they have magic, they don't know how to use it. Because
right.
they didn't study because they were born into
right.
royalty.
They inherited that wand. It's not theirs.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's the community's wand.
It's the wand of the people.
Give it back.
After you reinstated all of those kings, there was an uprising in each of the worlds. Overthrown.
Maybe that's why we never heard from them again.
Exactly.
Right. Yep. Although that actually, Mario 3 didn't even actually happen either. Because Miyamoto.
It's a stage play.
Yeah, Miyamoto confirmed
it.
It has been confirmed.
It's
a production.
That's not just some bull crap.
Nope. He officially said,
"I mean, it's in the game.
The
comes up, and it's like the curtains or whatever.
You always exit stage left.
Stage props, right?
There, like, things are
there's actually nothing
and
there. Like
all
you,
of the platforms are hanging.
The
down
end of the level is like where they stopped building set.
Yeah,
a weird black jagged thing, and then you touch the spinning mushroom block or whatever.
Run behind stage props.
Quality
explains all of Mario's costume changes. Wardrobe,
puff of smoke."
Yep. Is there a Mario game that's real then? Or is it all just a lie?
I think that's the only
Mario 3 might be the only one that isn't. Because there's no like
Mario.
Dream one, right? There's no like awakening of
Mario 2 is the dream
I guess,
one.
Which oh, I guess so.
Only sort of
Mario game.
Only sort of a Mario game, yeah. Whatever.
That's a cool Mario game.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
It's so weird. I didn't know for the longest time that there are rocket ships that would take you to other parts of the world.
Yeah.
There are warps in that game.
Yeah, there's warps and there's rocket ships. That game's hard.
Game is hard.
I don't think I've ever actually beaten Mario 2.
I have never beaten Mario 2.
One of my top five games that has a giant frog in it.
Well, it's pretty good.
Up there with Pikmin.
Giant frogs are pretty good.
Frog. I made a giant frog in Down the Drain. There is
cool,
one.
Good.
His name is Frog.
Good.
Double good.
Perfect reference.
F-R-A-U-G.
Funimation's going to sue you now.
She put an A in it, so
okay.
It's fine.
Frog.
That's right, yeah, not exactly the same.
More obvious how to pronounce it.
Yep. He wears a tie.
Stops a physical attack.
He stopped the physical attack. Yep.
Maybe.
He had some okay levels.
Yeah, his level one was legit.
Yeah.
Stopped the physical and it did something else that was okay.
Nobody could play events for us for the turn.
Something like that.
It's pretty cool.
That's good. Reminiscing about Frap.
Dragon Balls.
Anything else? I know there's one thing that you and Phil can both talk about that you were just a second ago.
Yeah, started playing.
Keep talking
I did,
about it.
Almost immediately after the last podcast.
Good.
I went and
me
got
too.
Puzzle Challenge and have been playing that quite a bit.
I downloaded it that night.
And I'm pretty sure it was, or no, it might have been the next day because I didn't have any credit on my 3DS that time.
Mm-hmm.
I was just kind of lazy and then I ended up buying some to prep for Red and Blue.
Yeah, right.
Which are $10.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was wondering if they were 8 or 10. I couldn't remember.
I
it's
checked,
a bit much.
I
wanted to see if you could get
them.
The, like, just the points digitally on Amazon, and you can't.
Hmm.
They mail you a physical card.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I actually bought some digital points on Walmart.com last night.
I know you can do that. Huh. I bought them off of PayPal.
Okay.
Because they've got a bunch of stuff on there that you
What's
can
the advantage of doing these things over just buying them on your DS with, like, a credit card?
I had to use that $10 of
if
credit
you're paranoid,
last night.
Like,
yeah, I don't,
so you don't trust Nintendo with your credit card information.
I don't
normally
have...
Normally I spend more than Walmart.
Normally
that's
I will just buy it straight from... Or I'll wait for, like, cards to go on sale at Best Buy, but...
Yeah,
okay.
I normally
yeah.
just buy the cards, but I don't like putting my information. I don't
right.
have it in like my Vita or my.
I am a horrible millennial, and I will not leave my house or put
well,
on
that's
pants.
That's why I already
that's
have
right.
a PayPal account, so it's just boop
mm-hmm.
boop.
Yeah, but Kyle's actual right answer is sometimes they go on sale.
Yeah.
Like that
oh,
was
yeah.
over
that's,
the holidays.
That's a real answer.
Yeah, that was over the holidays too. I think 15%
off.
It's $50
down.
Ones for like
4 years ago.
Or...
20% off.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty
cracking
good.
Down on me here.
Darn.
Every once in a while, you get money for less than the cost of the money.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon has them all, like the PlayStation ones, listed for a cent less.
Great.
Undercut the competition.
The Walmart business model.
Three are technically cheaper.
Yep. We're the cheapest. We'll price match anybody.
Yesterday we price matched two different stores off of their own websites.
Yep. That's always the worst. And you have to argue with them against their own website.
We didn't, though. They were really good.
Okay. Yeah, and actually, they just did it. But
we were getting something at Staples, and we're like, this is cheaper on your website. They're like, okay. And then Best Buy,
Staples doesn't
it
argue
automatically.
With
yeah, they kind of don't. It's like, look, whatever you say it costs, that's fine.
Please, thanks for coming.
I'll send you some free money in the mail. Like, just,
that's,
please.
That's where Wade,
tell your friends.
Wade got his tablet for like $20 because he price matched it against like an incredible sale.
Sure.
And on top of that, they gave him the, like, if you spend $50, you get
X. Right, yeah, some website off that he put up himself. So like, this place has
basically. And the guy ringing him up was literally like, I won't ring this up. And a person a lane over was like, I'll do it.
I'm quitting in a week and a half anyway. What do I care?
Right. Well, the manager had already cleared it at that point. So, but so he was like, this is
cashier was taking a moral stance against
right.
Or his supervisor was going to come back at the end of the day, how could you sell this?
Right.
Your numbers are shit. This is why we're going out of business.
Man.
Staples.
Right. Staples.
That was easy.
I can't remember the last time I was in Staples.
Wade goes there somewhat often to
apparently
get electronics.
We do a lot of our printing through them. You've got one of their business things.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're in there a decent amount.
Yeah. Learning that was I had no idea for some reason that you could, if you have $20 in your pocket and you want like a gigantic banner of anything, you can make it happen.
Right, yeah.
Like, it was a fun realization.
That's cheap.
My whole house.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think especially if they're on sale, you can get like a wall covering, like you could get like a tarp of something for like maybe $30.
Huh. Yep. Yeah.
Pretty good.
And I've never had the need to make a tarp of something,
but now you know
you can.
The option's there.
Anyway,
it's a good thing you guys approve of so many of the same things. I would never be able to get one of any of the things I like and put it in a house.
Well,
a lot
of it's just business stuff.
Yeah,
we've gotten our like business banners
okay.
and stuff like printed there. We don't have just random banners of stuff.
You should.
We
probably will.
Take a scan of Ultimate Champion, put it on the ceiling.
Right? Use it as your scouter.
I should put the gold scouter and sword up and see how much people would actually offer for it.
Definitely.
After people were asking about it.
Yeah.
There's a market for it.
Is that the only one you have, though?
It's one of the only ones that exists.
Right.
Close to one of a kind.
I don't know.
The other one is in Freddy's closet.
Right, because it's not even known if they gave them out at the other events, is it?
I couldn't
tell
you.
They probably didn't in 2002.
They definitely didn't in 2001.
Yeah, for sure. And then, like,
Walter
nobody
Kohler
knew about
off the face of the earth.
Walter
so
doesn't exist, and I don't even know if Mez received things like that because of how
shitty
that tournament turned out. Mm-hmm. I know there are prizes he didn't get. So.
Yep. I want to know where Super Dragon Fist is. I want to know if it still exists.
He has either the print plate or the card.
He probably
right?
has the print plate.
Yeah, but he definitely doesn't have both.
Okay.
I don't remember which one.
After winning Ultimate Champion, if they would have given me the print plate of it, it would have strongly influenced my decision to keep it or sell it.
Yeah. Have you seen the Light Cage one, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not nearly as pretty as the card.
Right. It's still a cool thing.
Yeah, it's a cool thing.
You get to make it a better trophy,
if anything.
Yeah.
Put it on the wall.
But you don't get to put it into the deck.
Show it off once a year.
My father is insistent that I find someone to print it.
There are people that print really great proxies now. You could make a card that looks just as good, just about.
Mm-hmm.
Without the print plate.
Right. Like, somebody was giving you Ultimate Champion proxies for one of those retro tournaments, and it was like 90% as good.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Anything else?
Pokemon Puzzle Challenge, so good.
Let's talk about Detective Pikachu.
We can talk about Detective Pikachu.
We should talk
Danny
about that.
Danny DeVito.
What
a game. Like, what a weird
trailer.
It's coming
out
this
week
in Japan
on the eShop.
Okay. It's just one of those surprise releases.
Mm-hmm.
So they had announced this game in concept like 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I think it was going to be a Wii U game at that point. That is what I originally remember hearing about this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? 2004, 2003
Or
whatever. And then nothing until last week.
Here's a trailer.
When this game is basically done. What the fuck? What is with
Pikachu talks like a 35-year-old Japanese man.
So good.
Which is perfect.
I guess. I didn't see it coming.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing, have you heard anything else about the gameplay?
No.
I don't know anything about it.
I don't think
if
really
there's no
it.
Gameplay in the trailer, right?
Kind, not really. But in the like the a different thing that I read seems to suggest that like the player character is like the boy.
Yeah.
Okay. You are
okay. Not and like Pikachu is like your partner.
Yes.
Okay.
From bring what me my coffee.
From what I understood.
That's right.
That's boy, I asked for decaf.
Pikachu is 6 weeks away from retirement. He's just got to close his last case. Right. And then
he got back from the war and opened up a detective agency.
That's right.
I saw a really good fake cover of a Phoenix Wright game with Pikachu and the boy on the cover as well as like Phoenix Wright people. I know it's not real, but it's really funny.
Actual rodents only live for like 2 years. So does that mean most Pikachus probably die that young?
Boy, Ash is Pikachu, really outliving his expectancy at this point.
Ash no time has passed in that universe.
Ash is also
or he's
still
replacing
10.
Them out in between seasons.
That's why they suck.
That's all right. That's why he loses to
Pikachu
the starters every
who,
year.
Like, comes close in the Pokemon League in the last region, gets its ass handed to
and then
it by a
and he releases it or it dies.
No,
and
it
gets
dies
a new one.
And he gets a new one.
This one's got
he didn't
better
let
IDs.
All of those Pikachus from Pikachu's Goodbye go to waste. He's got all of them.
That's right. Yeah, that's the real secret. Pikachu is like Air Bud. There's like 16 Pikachus at this point.
Yep.
16 Ashes Pikachus.
Close
they
to
all
18,
love him equally.
Mm-hmm.
It's they're going. They're in like all. They're close to 20 seasons, I think.
Oh man.
Yeah.
How old is Ash? Has he ever aged a year?
Yeah, they have mentioned his birthday on occasion, but I think they still call him 10.
That's probably right.
If you look at, like, pictures, he's literally the same, aside from them making him more anime.
That's crazy.
Does that mean each season becomes no longer canon with each new season? Because there are now more episodes than there are, like, days in a year?
Who
knows? It's a parallel universe where time does not
right.
Like
exist.
Time is the artificial construct, only it really is artificial.
Okay.
The only place time exists is by Dialga and, Celebi.
Maybe they stopped time.
Mm-hmm.
Or you adhere to the theory that Ash is in a coma the entire anime.
You can make that for any
fine.
Show, right?
He gets wrecked by the Spearows and like Pikachu's like Thunder Shock, and
he's been
just
in
a
hospital
the
whole
he's
time.
He's been in a coma the whole time,
dreaming about his grand adventure.
Exactly.
Right. The Simpsons have technically aged like. Has Bart or Lisa had a birthday at some point? Like
they've had birthdays, but they haven't
progressed.
They're still
in the third grade, and they're right there.
I guess that's true.
Then.
Yeah.
Yeah. South Park. They actually moved forward.
Yeah,
in school.
Like 1 year.
1 year.
One year.
Very recently.
Yeah. Which sure.
Spider-Man.
Good morning.
Sometimes
Wade.
Gets older. Sometimes doesn't. I don't know how comic books work.
Spider-Man.
No,
yeah.
I just meant him.
Spider-Man can go any direction.
Sleepy Town.
Clad in the robes of his people, Spider-Man has arrived.
Wow.
I like it.
Pajama Man.
There's a lot of Spider-Man.
Yeah. Plenty of people's skin to wear.
Good. I like it.
For how many Spider-Man movies there have been, like, I'm a little surprised that they haven't gone for Ultimate Spider-Man or Miles Morales or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Although at the same time, I'm not surprised at all.
I was going to say, is that Black Spider-Man?
Yeah. That's we just had the whole conversation.
It's a good conversation to have.
There haven't been that many movies since Ultimates were a popular
thing. I guess.
That first trilogy was real old.
Mm-hmm. That's like 2000.
Yeah. Guys, that's 16 years ago.
Yep. Shut up. Uh-huh. How close are we to like a full Harry Potter reboot? Eight
Whoa.
Movies.
I highly doubt she would do anything.
See, but
while
those
she
were
sell.
Good.
Yeah.
So.
No, right, weren't. They don't need to reboot those. They were as good as the books.
For how book movies go, they are very good.
Yeah.
They accomplished what they set out to do.
For
I still
sure,
think the first two are kind of bad, but everything
well,
after
that's
that is
all
fine.
It's the director's fault.
Chris Columbus is questionable sometimes.
Mm. Daniel Radcliffe played a good Harry Potter.
An increasingly amazing.
Yeah.
Topher Grace did not play a good Peter Parker.
No, you're thinking of,
yeah, that was
thinking of Venom.
That was Venom, yeah. Maguire.
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, that.
Yep. Well, Topher Grace also didn't play a good Venom.
I thought Tobey Maguire was fine.
He played the best Peter Parker and not the best Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Eh.
Whereas, play a 30-year-old version.
Well,
of
sure.
Fine. Yeah. Let that go. Like, Andrew Garfield had the opposite problem. He was a good Spider-Man, but a terrible Peter Parker.
Mm-hmm.
He was a new age.
I liked him.
Peter Parker. I liked him.
Peter Parker's a shy nerd with no confidence.
That the version of that now is pretty much what he was.
Not my Spider-Man.
Okay. I think that's he aged fine. With what nerds are now.
No.
Kinda. He was a bit of a tech geek, but, like, not a stereotype of a nerd.
Mm-hmm. I thought they were both fine, just, like, different.
Yeah, they were different. I didn't hate either of them while they were current, so.
Andrew Garfield wasn't even in, like, the top 10 things that were wrong with that second Amazing Spider-Man movie, so.
Yeah. He might be cracking, like, the bottom of the 10.
No, maybe like an 8 or a 9. Yeah.
He made that movie a lot of it.
Sometimes. Yeah. He was responsible for the good parts, also.
Yeah.
I like it when Spider-Man quips at stuff.
Right.
That's, yeah.
That's something that the original shows you didn't have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He did that very well.
Yep. I rewatched some scenes from the original trilogy. They do try. It's just some combination of the writing and the delivery is terrible.
A studio exec got in the way.
Sure. Aww. It just feels dishonest when Tobey Maguire's trying to diss somebody.
That could be it, too.
That's right, yep.
You really just saying that, white boy?
I feel like Tobey Maguire is just similar to Elijah Wood in, like, attitude and, like...
But they cast him properly in most movies.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
A solid Frodo.
He was Sparrow in one game. Elijah Wood.
He likes to voice act.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was...
He's in that new Double Fine game. Broken Age.
Yeah.
He's the boy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He was the kid in the cone hat. I can't remember his name.
From
Over the Garden Wall.
Ward?
Ward, yeah. Ward. Word is word.
I don't know.
W-I-R-D. Mm-hmm. Or W-I-R-T. Wirt.
That's, yeah. That's
there you go. You got it.
Close enough.
That show was fun.
I liked it.
That's a fact.
That's a rock fact.
Good time.
I was looking at, you had a Snapple. You had left the cap out and it said that's a real fact on it. And I'm like...
As opposed to a fake fact.
It made me think if it's a rock
fact. Republican fact.
A Donald Trump fact.
Trump edgy.
That's right.
Yeah. Snapple has to distinguish the real facts from the normal facts, and they're kind of putting themselves in a shitty place.
When was the last time somebody brought a Snapple?
Dustin.
Apparently it's recently. Right.
Come on. I know a lot of people that drink Snapple.
Right. Still make Fruitopia?
Probably. I don't actually know.
Do they still make Dinotopia?
What?
Oh. You completely shifted gears on me.
Yes, I did.
That's a drink?
Man. Alright. We must press on because I don't know where to go from there. Kyle's still playing Xenoblade?
I'm in the post game now. I'm almost done.
Cool.
Hooray.
Can't wait to be done.
Is there, like, story stuff after?
Not
like,
really.
So, you've completed the arc. And
yeah,
now you're just, like...
You're doing all the individual characters, side quests and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Building your Super Gundam so that you can one-shot everything.
Cool.
Yay.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. You get the Mega Gundam, and you really are just a wrecking machine. It's fun.
It's pretty neat.
You pull out this big gun that does 100,000 damage.
Does it actually say, like, 100? Do numbers come out?
Yeah.
And, like, the number 100,000 comes out on
it's
the screen?
It's an RPG, and there are numbers everywhere.
That rules.
Like, there are a lot of numbers.
There's a ton of numbers in that game, to the point where you can't follow them. Because early in the game, you get, like, a machine gun or whatever, and it shoots 30 shots in a... And an auto attack, and each shot shoots up a little number over their head all over the place.
The only thing better than numbers coming out of people's heads are when the numbers are huge.
Yeah.
And a different color.
That's right, yeah. The bigger the better.
Oh yeah, there's all kinds of crits. Or if you do, like the game has mechanics, like if you hit them from the side or with a stun, you do bonus damage. And every time you do bonus damage, there's a shock behind the numbers. That's even more impactful.
That's pretty rad. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what we haven't talked about? 13!
Oh, that's right.
How's
We're
that
getting
going?
Deeper into Final Fantasy 13.
It's going!
We couldn't watch the last episode.
And the last one wasn't super interesting. There's a lot of fights. Really slow fights because the enemies were
Are you out of the hallway yet?
Kinda. Okay. It's less hallway-like than like the literal intro of that game, but...
I'm still having a pretty good time. It's better than I was expecting it to be.
But do you know how long that game is, approximately?
There are 13 chapters, and I'm on the fourth.
Okay.
And you're, what, like 15 hours in or something?
I'm like 6 hours in.
Oh, never mind.
Mm-hmm. We've been playing in like 2 hour increments the past like 3 weeks.
Yeah, okay. Although I don't think that's necessarily
right.
representative of
no,
the year. Because I think that game realistically clocks in at like 40 or 50.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that
or longer if you like really take your time?
So 40, 50 just for completion.
Yeah, to like see the story. Credits.
That's what I'm going to do. Hmm. I'm not.
I didn't think it was that long.
It's been going all right. I mean, the story's still kind of who really gives a shit. They're trying to flesh stuff out. You just kind of have to.
You have to like the characters, or else you won't care.
I appreciate the fact that Lightning doesn't care about any of what's been happening.
Okay.
I relate to her because
the cloud of that game is like, whatever.
Yeah, she's kind of...
But even more so than he was, because he got really whiny. She just doesn't give a shit.
Okay, I mean, give it time. Maybe she'll get there.
There's a lot of game left. Because
he didn't start really whiny.
Like, no. Started as a military badass.
He's an asshole at the beginning of the game.
Maybe more like Squall, where he's a silent, angry person the entire game.
Lightning is mostly silent and, like, a little angry.
Why am I here? I'm better than this.
Yes, she does say that.
I'm better than this, and I'm better than you.
Well, of the people who have been introduced so far, she is by far the best one.
That guy's got a bird in his hair.
It's her and the dude with the afro. Yep.
And then Hope, who can die in a fire. And Snow, who just got kidnapped, and I could care less after he's trying to save
his crystal
girlfriend.
Yeah, everybody else is sort of bad.
All right.
Vanille. My God. She's the worst.
She has the best name.
No.
It's Vanilla.
No. She's dumb. And she's kind of sometimes has an accent and then also sometimes doesn't. Her voice acting is
bad voice acting.
Yeah, say that's...
And she's annoying.
A less than stellar performance, perhaps.
It's got like a sphere grid kind of thing in it, which is neat.
A what thing?
Sphere grid. Like 10.
You level up and then like dump points into unlocking little stat buffs and like
a lot of
tracks, right? And yeah, like there are moves in there, so like you go far enough down the magic tracker. Well, in this game, they're like styles, kind of.
Yeah.
They're called.
They're not I don't even know what they're called.
Paradigms.
Paradigm is the grouping of the current party. I don't know what they're.
But they're individual little.
I would call them classes. I don't know exactly what.
Mm-hmm.
There's like
a magic one,
medic, synergist.
They're like jobs, but not really.
Yeah. They do seem to be different for each person, even if they have, there's two people with medic right now.
Right.
And they're both different from each other. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not getting all of the same moves, so they are somewhat tailored per person, which is kind of cool. But it's neat.
Cool.
I saw that they announced when they're going to announce the release date for Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah, that might even... Was that happening today? Or
I thought it wasn't until, like, March.
Oh, okay, maybe not. There was some other... Maybe the thing I'm thinking of is the thing you're saying. The announcement of the announcement was today.
They said they were going to announce a game.
We're levels deep here now.
Good.
So I'm excited for that game, I guess. I haven't seen enough of it to really be sold on it, but...
It's got anime people in a car.
I do like cars.
Yeah, I don't know. From what I've seen,
I like
I'm not,
zero of those things.
I'm not super interested in that game, and I honestly think 13 might be the last of the new Final Fantasy games, like core ones that I play.
Is that how you feel about it playing it so far?
There hasn't been one since then.
Well, no, like seeing that and comparing it to like 13 and like the 13 trilogy.
Where does 7 fall in this?
New 7.
It's a new 7? I mean, I'd try it. I'm going to give it a fair shake.
Depends if they want me to spend $60 on each of four chapters.
That too. Yeah. I need to see what happens
definitely.
Going forth.
I'm not spending $240 to play Final Fantasy VII.
But you know who will?
A lot of people.
Yeah.
I assume.
I own it twice over now. I don't need it for a million more dollars going forward.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm not sure exactly how I feel about new Final Fantasy in general.
I miss bad old turn-based Final Fantasy.
Slowly but surely, they'll all be on Steam.
Yeah.
They're getting
and
there.
Not the crappy iOS remakes. Yeah.
They put the DS ones on, like, the DS for
a lot of the DS
four.
Ones are up. 9 is about to come out.
9.
I will buy that one.
I'll probably get it at some point.
I already have it on my Vita.
I'm waiting for 12.
It's a cool game.
Yeah, it's because I've never played it.
It was interesting from the little I got to play of it.
Okay.
Mostly forgotten
it's
about,
kinda,
I feel like. Weirdly
it
hear about it.
It reminded me a little bit of, like, the Xenoblade stuff, kind of. Because you're moving around, but things are turn-based, so you're, like, picking an action, waiting to go, and then, like, attacking this guy.
Most games are like that now. 13 was kind of, like, the last bastion of not move, you know, not the, whatever you call that, combat system, where you just stand in place.
Mm-hmm.
Some MMOs
well,
happen and now everything
kind
happens
of like
that.
10-2-ish in like that regard, if you think, like, if you
Because you were picking actions, and then they were, like, running around and doing whatever.
Right, because 12 is, like, the super micromanaging version of 13. Like, you don't control your other party members, but you literally basically, like, you program them logically, so you give them things like, if HP less than 50%, you know, cast Cure.
Good.
Like, while enemy HP greater than, you know...
That's like all Tales games. You can set all of those parameters, more so even now than that you could before. You can make strategies, tailor them to a person, make them do what you want. And then you can just tell them to do an attack.
Bend them to your will.
When HP equals any number, Gao use Rage.
That's right. If not using Rage, use Rage.
Right.
Accurate.
Made speedrunning that game fun. Just put Gao and Umaro in your party and like go Google copy them and just, all right, let's go.
Every fight is an auto fight.
Right, I'm just going to go get a sandwich while you guys fight.
Yep. Fight poorly.
Do this.
It's easy. You just have to be skillful.
Uh-huh.
It's coming along.
I've been enjoying it so far. People seem to also be enjoying it. We talk a lot about food in the chat.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you're playing it. Like, I'm having more fun watching you play it than I'm, like, actually wanting to play it.
That's why people like Let's Plays. That's why I was able to sit through Tales of Graces.
I want
to
know what happened.
I want to see what happened.
That's why I watched Tales of Graces, because that game was garbage, and I didn't want to play it, but I wanted to see how that garbage developed, and it got worse.
So you're saying that maybe the next project could be Dustin playing Other M?
Whoa. Dang, maybe.
A game no one wants to play, but maybe wants
That'll
to watch
your,
a little.
Your channel's gimmick is you play crappy games that are so bad no one's ever played them.
Right.
Is that exactly what Game Grumps does?
Kind of.
They'll play anything you send them.
Yeah, they'll play obscure games.
But they're not. Their goal isn't really to like
teach you about games.
They don't usually finish games either. No. I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Or if they do, they do like big games too. Like they were just doing Bloodborne and a bunch of others. Like they do stuff that like the games they want to finish are generally the better ones. But then they'll do a lot of one-offs of shitty games.
Party
games.
Let's be real. They probably get paid something to cover just like big new releases.
That's why
they probably do.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine that they wouldn't. They're big enough.
Throw a dump truck full of money up to their house.
That's right.
Please play Fallout 4.
Yeah, with a copy of Fallout 4 in the middle. It's just like.
They might have at least a little bit.
I haven't watched that show in a year or 2 years.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Pretty sure the cast is different.
Yeah, the jolly fat guy hated the straight guy.
Yeah,
that's funny.
John Tron left like after
they broke
a year.
Up.
Simon Garfunkel.
Yeah. Now there's they have like an ensemble now.
Yeah,
that'll. Because they've got Ego Raptor and his wife, and then this guy Danny, and then Ross, and then Barry, who also is their editor, and they've got a they have another editor, who I don't know his name because I haven't been watching like at all. And there's like more new people. I don't even know.
It's a big deal now.
Yep.
Yeah, it's big.
Right.
Say which one, as someone who watched, because you watched more.
I watched it when it started.
When it was the two of them, right? Like who is the Paul Simon and which one's the Art Garfunkel? Which one matters and which one is just along for the ride?
Ego Raptor's always been
the one that's been there from the start. It's got to be the one that matters.
Yeah. Well, no, it was him. Him and John Tron are the ones who started it together. Mm-hmm. And I'm not really sure.
They were both big names.
Yeah, they were both.
The Simon Garfunkel comparison might actually not be that fair, because I've seen when you put on some of the John Tron videos, like, he does all right.
Yeah.
They're funny most of the time.
Are a lot,
that
like,
other guy
production.
Did the...
Ego Raptor did the awesome
He did the Mega Man X movie, the series.
Yes.
Sequelitis and, like, Ocarina of Time versus Link the Past, stuff like that. They're good videos.
Yeah, and I don't think I'd even, like, I think I might have been first exposed to Game Grumps by you showing me something, but then I was like, oh, it is the dude who made the Metal Gear Awesome thing. Like, how cool is that?
Right.
All of his animations are solid and pretty funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That shit was, man, Newgrounds circa, like, 2001 or whatever. That shit was awesome.
Back in the day.
I assume it does, but does anyone know if Newgrounds still exists?
I was on it 2 days ago.
So, yes.
There you go. Wade was looking for new Strong Bad content.
Uh-huh. Strong Bad came back too, though.
I was going to say
a year ago.
I made go on homestarrunner.com.
Yeah, they made a new Strong Bad email like within the last 12 months.
Yeah. I heard that
this is blowing
my mind. I
heard
a big thing about, Strong Bad Homestar is coming back. I don't know if it ever did past the launch.
Yeah, I don't know if they did more after that, but
that wasn't the type of content that could exist today.
You're right.
It was a flash in the pan, sort of.
Funny side story, Alex Hirsch, while he was making Gravity Falls, did a little short video where it was just him as Grunkle Stan saying something to the guy who voiced Strong Bad, saying something as Strong Bad, like, telling him he hated him. And that was it. No context at all.
That's really weird.
Everyone loved it.
I would love it.
Yep.
Everything old is new again. Yeah,
take me right back to 2002.
Yep. That's how old the internet is now. It's like, oh, remember the classic internet?
Remember the ancient internet.
That's right.
Unearthing.
How many more years until Twitch Plays Pokemon comes back?
Never went away?
No, like, it really comes back.
Sure. So, yeah, they made a separate tab. Like, there's a separate area of Twitch for literally, like, Twitch Plays stuff to exist. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Fish Plays Street Fighter.
I didn't see that. Maybe not Street Fighter specifically, but something of that.
Yeah.
With just a fucking...
It was definitely... Like, I saw Fish Plays Street Fighter.
Yeah, I saw that. That was the first one I saw.
It was really early.
So, what is anything?
The world is weird. Always true. Every day it gets truer.
That's definitely something nobody ever saw coming.
Nope.
Man.
Fish playing video games.
Bill, have you been playing anything of note other than Pokemon Puzzle Challenge?
The same day, I downloaded the Pokemon TCG for Game Boy.
Yes!
And I'm a lot better at card games than I was the last time I played that game. It is very easy. Disappointingly easy.
I know, yeah. That kind of slowed me down, too. I was like, this is fun, but like...
Why
challenge
would I try?
To it whatsoever.
I think it's just a teaching tool.
I'm
they
sick
actually
of cycling
did,
Bill a little bit.
They did make, I think it, I don't know if it was for the 3DS or the original DS, they made a Pokemon TCG game in Japan.
It was more like an app, I think.
No, I think it was a physical game. But it was really specifically just trying to like teach you to get into.
Oh yeah, it was basically a rule book in a game.
Yeah. You could play some games, I think. Like just like with just decks they had built.
Right.
But that's the most that I think those have really ever been.
I think we missed the window on games of card games, like cartridges, and it all just became the Hearthstone and even the Pokemon TCG.
Yeah, Pokemon's online client.
It's
really,
really
good.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, their latest update made it way better, too. Like, the last big one they did where, like, the load times are a little better. And like
that was the biggest problem.
Yeah, a lot of, like, they streamlined a bunch of that stuff. Like, the pack opening animations don't take as long. And, like...
So it takes forever to put in codes.
They added physically ripping the pack because they knew that they had to have it after Hearthstone had it.
Right. Okay. It's a little bit of visceral satisfaction.
Yeah,
there it is.
Yeah, it got better even, which is kind of neat. I haven't used it in months.
A virtual garbage can to throw most of your cards in.
That's right, yeah.
Commons,
digital.
Especially in Pokemon.
Right, like, Pokemon especially.
You digitally crumple up your commons, like grab the corners.
Even a lot of the rares.
Most of the rares are bad.
Oh, an EX. Oh, it's a bad one.
Right, most of the EXs are even bad. Pokemon's a weird game
when,
from a design standpoint.
When we played, I think I averaged it out. It was like 6 playable cards per set or something. And then like 2 fringe
most
cards.
Most of them are trainer cards.
Yeah. Always 2 or 3 trainers and usually 2 or 3 EXs.
Mm-hmm. One, maybe 2 base Pokemon in the set that are usable.
You have to use because...
Or you'll have to use for some stupid reason.
Right. Pokemon. But yet I'm nostalgic for it.
Right.
But yeah, the card game for Game Boy... The metagame would be really cool if it were fleshed out at all, because it's the first 3 sets plus some promos that are all really interesting, but just instead, even like the end boss characters have kind of garbage decks, and their AI is not amazing. And
hi, Simon.
There's probably a translation patch for the second Pokemon game out there.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm never trying to
that. I should consider it.
Potentially.
Or just, you know, get back into my current... account for their...
Your current account is garbage because you haven't touched it in a year.
No, I can trade all my vintage foils for 20
That's
packs
true.
Each
you've
like
got,
I
right.
did last time.
You've got
I
all
got
those foils that they don't release anymore.
Here's an energy foil from Silver.
Yeah.
20 packs. Because there are some crazy tri-fixes in
there. There are people that have so many codes and so many cards, they don't need that crap. They want the stuff you can't get anymore.
Yep.
Collector's items.
Get it before it goes into the vault.
My old WoW account's probably worth a fortune because I have a mount that you can't get anymore.
Yeah.
Mounts and skin altering items.
I assume those don't increase the value of my account any.
I have a lot of pets that have
weird
effects on them.
It's also been so long, Blizzard might have deleted my account. I wouldn't even know.
Did they start doing that?
I don't know. Maybe they wrote back a lot of accounts that were inactive, but it might have been mostly like bots and level ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I feel like I read about it, and it was like any accounts with no character over level 20 or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It was probably somewhat targeted,
right?
So just like, yeah, exactly, stuff like that.
Because they do get people who haven't played in 2 years and come back.
So. Sure.
It would be foolish to blow up their people.
I mean, at this point, like, every WoW player, like, they come back every 12 months or whatever.
They've been expansion for a month, and then they're out.
Yeah.
Just, the name
the
population
of the
game is dwindling so quickly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. They have Hearthstone now.
Yeah, they don't
Yeah, the World of Warcraft doesn't even matter anymore. We've got this card game.
Card game based on...
Right.
There are probably people who play the card game who don't know.
There are definitely. There are more players in the card game than there are the WoW game.
Yeah. We played the card game before I'd ever played the actual game.
That's true. We didn't play the video game until after we had quit the card game.
It was about the same time we quit.
Yeah, we didn't play them simultaneously.
Funny.
It's like, well, I need something else to do now.
That's right. Now that that's done. Oh, man.
They're about to get all their sweet movie money rolling into.
Maybe that's why I don't remember the years between like 22 and 25 of my life.
That's right. Yeah. Wow. Like took them away from you.
Yeah. I think about them. I'm like, I don't remember anything about those years.
What was I doing?
Right.
Where was?
I'm pretty sure I was in school.
reading Old War on Friday nights.
Well, I remember. Wow.
Yeah,
I don't remember my life outside of that.
Yep.
I didn't date anyone over
Doritos.
Those years. I don't
sitting
remember.
A dollar on as a 50-foot tall tree.
Yep.
Living to wow.
Wow to
live to.
That's right. Yep. Exactly.
We were doing it the right way, though. We were having
trying
fun
to have
that
fun.
Game.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
We didn't do enough things.
We
like
occasionally
that.
Got pretty hardcore about our raids.
Sometimes.
And then we're obviously disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
I maintain one of the best memories I have from that era of my life is that RP run of Gold Mines.
Our dead
mines.
Yeah, that was one of my.
It gets brought up a lot.
It's a great story. It needs to get brought up a lot.
I mean, you have an audience here.
So, viewers who are unfamiliar,
everybody knows what WoW is.
Well, Dead Mines was one of the first dungeons in this game.
Like the first, I think.
It was the first dungeon.
The first dungeon.
The noob dungeon.
It was super long. Like, you started in this in the mines, then it went through this like long cave, and you ended up in a giant open,
like,
watery
cavern. It was a pirate.
It was a
like,
pirate cove
secret.
With a boat.
And you fight the pirates and win.
And you fight the pirates and win.
So it's like the game.
And I was out just like leveling up my shitty warrior, and someone cold PMs me and is like, "Hey, do you want to do an RP run of Dead Mines?"
And everyone in our room is like, "Definitely."
I had Phil and another friend over, and they were like, "Oh my god, you have to do this." So I go into it, and these guys start asking like stuff about my character,
but
and I'm not an RP.
Backstory.
We were on an RP server.
We were on
for
an
some
RP
reason.
Server.
Yeah.
But everyone in our guild trolled when
it
came to
RP. And even
our
server didn't RP.
No,
that
it didn't
much.
Really.
Because
RP is stupid.
Sure.
So they start asking me about this character, and I developed this story on the fly that my character has like. A gimp walk. He doesn't have a leg that works because it got damaged
in the war. Yeah.
And I never explained what the war
it
was.
It was an ambiguous like memory that changed
war.
A lot every time there
say,
was a story.
The exact thing that I was doing in the war when I got injured changed like four or five times. At one point I was a teacher during the war and got injured.
If I one of your students.
If one of my students
was a magic user.
I just like that you use this as an excuse to do the walk animation for the entire
right,
dungeon.
Right.
I did the walk animation the entire dungeon.
It's important to know Wade was the tank, so the whole group could only move at the pace that Wade was going.
And one of the warrior abilities, like the staple thing they use to initiate, is charge, where he flies like 20 feet in an instant to an enemy.
Charge is at an enemy.
So I would spam my macro that had charge and would yell,
I smell evil.
And that would be the only time I wasn't walking, was when I was like running 50 feet in a second. And
my whole backstory was revolving around, like, hating people who use, like, magic.
Bigoted against magic bigoted. Users, and...
I refused to pull monsters away from the healer or the mage in the group.
And they were okay with it because it was part of your character's lore.
That was a good time. Eventually, they pulled this, like, so what do you think is at the end of this cave? My response was just, I don't know, probably a boat. Probably a boat, or everyone was pissed.
Yeah. A lot of, what, why would you say that?
Well, that's what's at the end of these caves, you know? Usually like a boat.
Who hadn't run dead mines 1,000 times?
And then at the end, they were disbanding, and they were like, so what's everybody going to go do now? And Wade's response was, I'm going to go play in the RP contest in Stormwind. How do you guys think I'll do?
Best
it took like 2 hours.
It is already a long dungeon, but RP walking through the entire thing is ridiculous.
And you wiped multiple times because you wouldn't tank for the healer. Who you openly hated because they were a filthy magic user, and magic users killed your mother or something.
I think they, like, killed my mother and then impregnated my ex-wife or something.
Your sister.
Sister.
Your sister has a half-magic user child.
Not my nephew.
Right. Man, that is something.
You can make things out of WoW if you want.
You're right.
Make your own fun.
Sounds like more fun than just playing an MMO.
It is more fun.
It's a lot more fun.
Trolling a group of dedicated RPers. Or you could actually RP.
No, just making up obnoxious, stupid backstories and just playing the game that way than like actually.
You have to work to find people that appreciate that.
Well, no, if you play with a bunch of people, like you're all kind of pot committed.
Well, that's the one thing that everyone discovers playing WoW is you have fun if you have a good group to play
Free
with.
Right. It's police.
Right, our guild was
a bunch of trolls, basically.
And then our guild quit, and then we had no one to play with, so we quit.
We had a lot of good stories with that guild.
Yes, we did.
A lot of wasted nights wiping on crap that was easy.
Because we were better at being internet jerks than we were at playing WoW. Right.
The three of us were good at playing WoW.
Yeah, we
were. The rest of our guild was questionable.
Brian was a terrible tank.
Yes. That's a fact.
That's a rock,
that's
a rock fact.
That's a rock fact.
Watching Brian tank WoW in person was one of the weirdest experiences of my life. Because he literally would just mash at his keyboard nonstop.
So like Street Fighter.
Yeah, it's like, there you go.
The harder he hits the keys, the...
It's like, I don't know a ton about tanking, but I'm pretty sure it's not supposed to go like that.
Man. Oh, that's amazing.
This,
that was a good story. You shared that with us.
We'll see him in 15 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
He'll walk into the door any minute now.
Yeah, that's right.
He's at Eternal.
Okay.
Oh. Cool. All right, yeah. Say, well, yeah, we got to wrap this up. So I got three news things that I'll fire off real quick. I'll read off some stuff that's coming out, and then we'll be good to go.
Paper Mario and Smash 4 for NX.
Yes. Although, that's going to be...
Probably Smash 4.
Probably Smash 4. Definitely.
Maybe weird new Smash.
Yeah. If that's true... Because the rumor is that, that's... the NX is launching with a Smash Brothers game.
Yeah.
If that's true, it's definitely Smash 4.
Right.
Sakurai has gone insane.
They've never produced a Smash Brothers game in less than 4 or 5 years or whatever.
Yeah, which honestly
Unless
would make a lot of sense.
Unless they were working
like,
on it concurrently.
Nintendo farmed it out. The actual game out to a different company.
So you're launching your conspiracy theory about...
Smash 5 has been in the works.
The game Sakurai's watching
it on Namco in.
Smash 4 was a ruse.
It was just a pet project
it's
to keep Sakurai busy.
Exactly.
Wave dashing is now the only method of movement.
Ice climbers are back.
Yeah.
You can desync them easily.
Box Wolf.
I hope that's true, just so it means that the GameCube controller is somehow still alive.
Okay, sure.
Even then.
It probably has the port for the...
It needs
adapter.
A USB
right, I mean, it's got, yeah.
I was going to say, I think by this point they've learned that people really love the GameCube controller. Right.
My eye-to-eye prediction of the NX is that it will have USB ports.
For controllers, or just that it's
in
at some point
in
there?
Will be some USB ports on that device.
You're probably right.
Because every device has USB ports.
Didn't the Wii U have USB ports?
Yeah, it's got four
okay,
of them.
Just making sure.
The Wii had USB ports.
Whoa.
I think it had like one. It had two.
Two in the back.
Oh,
okay.
Didn't use them for much.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I
ever
used
them. I have my external hard drive plugged into my Wii still.
Nice.
We use them for charging, like those rechargeable controller things. We had some plugged into the USB.
Mm-hmm.
But we could never use it because it had to be on to power them, so we plugged them into the 360 and they charged them.
Right.
True story.
Mm-hmm.
Rock fact.
Speaking of games that remind you of Nintendo games, Mighty No. 9 got delayed again.
Oh, boy.
Well, good segue, right.
Because of network issues, which is the best part of all. And I've been keeping so low tabs on the game that I didn't even know it had an online component.
Yeah,
I didn't either.
The reason for the delay is more interesting than anything, though, because it was because of the network code, and it was because Unreal Engine 3 isn't supported anymore. Like, that was their description, is that, like,
really
Epic doesn't update this anymore, so we're going into the source code and, like, trying to fix all this network shit on each platform we're
That's
on.
A lot of unexpected work to do.
Yeah,
exactly what they get for building it in Unreal 3.
At the time, I was like, well, if it had met, like, its original release date, it probably would have been fine.
Right.
But, like, now that it's been delayed, like, I think 3 times at this point.
At least 3 times.
Yeah.
It's on life support.
Of all the big name people making retro games on Kickstarter, that one is, like, the bottom of my I care about list.
Mm-hmm.
When
because I have to.
Because you backed it.
Yes.
Are you just going to get it whenever it comes out? What are you getting
it on?
If it
comes out.
I don't even remember. I might have just gotten the PC version. I don't remember if they had all the console ones up. Or if they, like,
maybe
were
they
more
didn't
expensive
have
or something.
Console versions on there, because I feel like it's been growing.
On the they eventually did on the Kickstarter.
Yeah,
because
okay,
That was, they expanded out to, like, 17 platforms or whatever.
Yeah, that's on everything.
But yeah, I would guess that they picked Unreal Engine 3 originally, because that must have been, like, the talent that they put together. Like, that's what people knew how to work in. Because, like, otherwise, maybe Unity is not that big in Japan, because I would have thought that would have been, like, a no-brainer for that kind of project, like a 2.5D side-scrolling thing.
You would think.
I would have done it.
Like, I know Unreal 4 was still not quite fully formed enough. Like, they probably wouldn't be working
on
it.
By the time when that Kickstarter wasn't released,
there's
going to
be a new Mega Man game before this game comes out.
That's just maybe.
Mega Man 11.
Mm-hmm.
Mega Man Legends 3. Just kidding.
There's a pipe dream.
Telling yourself that.
Just kidding. The fans don't want it.
No.
Yeah, a better question is, and it's probably true, their other game, Red something... The other game they're making that is the spiritual successor to Mega Man Legends, that's probably also built in Unreal Engine 3. So
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, they had two. Well, they have 3 Kickstarters, don't they? Because there's like
it was for Mighty No. 9, and then much later that game and like an anime miniseries based on that game.
3
yeah.
separate Kickstarters.
Okay.
All of them are different. Yes.
Really milking that Kickstarter money.
Mm-hmm. And the one for the game itself failed.
Oh,
that other
did?
Game.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
They didn't. They just said, "Oh, we're gonna make it anyway. We found money somewhere else."
Or they had the money already.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll see. That game will come out someday,
maybe.
Probably, unless it doesn't.
Who knows?
Guys, you can't touch faces in Fire Emblem anymore.
Oh, right. They took it out.
Uh-huh. So
I'm not that surprised.
Yeah,
some awesome face petting.
That's right.
Good.
In addition to removing the, like, a week or two ago, they said they were going to remove the, like, gay conversion magical potion thing.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah, I agree.
They should
have
had
that in
their
fix in translation.
I agree. I think
they
should. I'm glad that they are aware of non-Japanese audiences.
Yeah, right.
And are modifying.
That would have been a tragic mistake.
Yeah, modifying these games such that to take stuff out like that out of them. Because, like...
That shit don't fly.
Yeah.
No.
Uh-huh. On some level, like, I still think it's kind of dumb myself, but I understand some people who say, like, oh, well, anime is just stupid like that. And, like, yes, that's fine, but I'm not into that to that level anymore. Like, it's just, but I understand that, like, there some people's defense of it is that, oh, it's just a frivolous, stupid thing, and, like, Japanese subcultures are weird like that. And that's fine, but they should be taking that stuff out of other regions where the context isn't there.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that argument doesn't hold water, because if there's a Japanese game that, like, you know, if their culture was all about rape...
Sure,
then,
yes.
Then
I'm sure
they
that game
put
exists.
It in here.
No,
yeah,
I mean,
sure it does.
But
yeah.
The point is...
Probably
they
not being localized, but yes.
Right.
That shit would not fly here because that's not acceptable here.
Yeah, so I think this is the right move.
I hope they put a different mode in to replace it. Just because
face petting?
No, they had all these high render models for the characters that are just going to be scrapped.
You're touching, just like you stroke your sword and then you get marked.
Swords.
Replace it all with innuendo.
Yep.
Sure. Or replace it with a casino match game.
Sounds great. Print it.
But yeah, I think that's good.
Flip.
And it's
Voltorb flip.
Like,
that was a good mini game.
I played a lot of that.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. for better or worse, that still speaks volumes to, like, the West is the market for games now.
Yeah.
When it comes to raw numbers and, like, that thing, that I don't actually, like, I'm not as in love with as tweaking games to the market you're going to put them in. Like, to the basically the sensibilities of the culture that you're inserting them into. But, I don't know. Japanese games are in a weird place right now.
Yes. You can only make other M so many times before you know it was a mistake.
Sure.
God.
Fair enough.
I don't know. Actually, who's making that new Metroid game? It's the Canada company.
Don't even call it a Metroid game.
I know.
The guys that made... God, I don't remember their name either.
Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah, they made Luigi's Mansion and Punch-Out and a bunch of other stuff.
So that's not even Japanese, but... Thank you.
Canada Mario. Is basically Japan.
Kinda. Sure.
Mario! Doesn't I do that in stores sometimes?
Yeah, we did that for like 5 minutes the other day for no reason.
No.
Mario.
So we had we were in Target, and we had gone. We were going to the area where they have the cards, and we were just looking at them or whatever. And they've I don't know if you guys have seen the World of Nintendo series of like figures and stuff.
Just a bunch of toys.
But we were like looking at them, and they had a Shy Guy one, so we got the Shy Guy one.
It's $3.
That's good.
And he's got little opposable arms. It's cute. I know
there's a Metroid one of those. I kind of want it.
There is one. Well, I got Fox one.
Yeah.
And it was all right. It was for like $15. Like it was fine. But so there was also a bunch of like Luigi's there. So we just started saying
getting a collection of Luigi's.
Mario.
Buy a collection of Luigi's.
They were all
make
Fire
Fear of
Luigi
in real life.
Say like a diorama of Fear of Luigi.
I'm sure that is
I wish I were
possible.
In school so that I would have an excuse
you could,
to do that.
Yep, bring it into class.
Art class.
This is Fear of Luigi.
Based on a video game and an internet meme
that I created.
Oh, man. And then last, and probably least, there's a game designer Barbie doll coming out this year.
Oh, yeah.
All
right, whatever.
Just so you know.
Barbie came up twice in this podcast.
Yeah, right. Wow.
But here, I'm going to try to turn my laptop around without losing everything so I can show everybody the...
I saw a picture of it the other day.
Because she's more like... I mean, she's almost just like San Francisco investor Barbie.
Yeah, sure.
Like, she's got her coat and her stylish glasses and, like, a podium where she's clearly giving an important demonstration.
If she was actually a game designer, she would have a better computer.
I like President and Vice President Barbie next to each other.
Yep. That's right.
President Barbie, Vice President Barbie.
President, obviously the blonde one.
Yeah,
the brunettes ain't getting into the Oval Office. They sit on the outside.
Getting a Hillary Clinton vibe from the one.
That's right, yeah.
Is she wearing a pantsuit?
No,
she's
like a
got
weird
like a, she's
kind
got
of
like a pencil skirt on, like below the knees pencil skirt.
A young Hillary
Clinton.
Yeah,
I was
saying. It's like a salon produced Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
A little perkier, a little sexier.
Airbrush.
How Barbie do.
Listen, man, the more representation they try to give to the game world, the better everything can be.
Yeah, I know, like...
They've made
you can
more
buy your
body
kid a game designer.
Yeah, well, yeah, the only thing I dislike about that is it's still just a crass corporate reason to do it.
Right.
Like,
yes.
The people at Barbie don't give a shit.
Build,
they just know that the money is there.
Yeah.
But you're right. It is theoretically, it is good, but...
More good than bad.
Yeah, more good than bad. More good than bad. Their heart's not in the right place in doing it, but it is still a good thing.
Mm-hmm. I also read that Barbie was introducing, like, a... Plus size.
Yeah, this
is body types. They have petite Barbies.
Yeah, which is also
like
cool.
Non-like
plus Barbies.
Non-white Barbie.
I think they have had non-white Barbies before. That's not new.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like
I don't know anything.
A variety of like tights
same...
and body types. Like Barbie is different than just like the one
like model.
6 foot two. Whatever.
I'm the one who knows things.
I know Barbie.
I think she was taller than 6 foot two.
I'm the Barbie expert, guys.
Well, I'm the only girl who actually had Barbies in this room.
You don't know that. Well, okay, you're
the
only girl.
Only
girl. But you might not have been the
continue.
Only person.
I had a Barbie when I was like 4.
You did.
Good job.
See?
They had different like skin tone Barbies in the past, but they were all literally the same model. Like they all had the same body type.
Mm-hmm.
So now they've got new. There was Barbie, then there was like her younger sister who was like a toddler.
Yeah.
Who I don't know if she ever grew up. And then there was like maybe like the teenaged, like there was like 3 sizes basically, but there was only that, but they were distinctly different ages. And now they've got like the same older Barbie, but I think even more, like there might be more variety in the skin type now,
mm-hmm.
and also sizes, like they have different bodies now,
yeah,
which they've never had before.
Realistic expectations, Barbie.
Right.
A little bit.
Which is, like, again,
a good thing.
More definitely good than bad.
Very good.
But trust my mind is still immediately goes to, like, the crass anything corporate, like, we can sell three times as many accessories now.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
They have you can sell different sizes of Barbie clothes. Man.
What a world.
What a world. And yep, we gotta head out. That's
yes,
just about
do
it. But yeah. I have to drop one new release just as a public service announcement to people. So they put out Super Mario Brothers 3, the Game Boy Advance version on the Wii U. The thing that's cool about this version of the game.
It has all the e-reader levels.
Yeah, it's packed in with every e-reader card level that you could have
cool
get by
that
buying
I've
all those stupid trading
before
cards and swiping them all. Yeah,
buying a stupid e-reader.
Right. So if you happen to want to play like the most complete version of Super Mario Brothers 3, go download that.
I'm trying.
I'd still go for the original, personally. Can't stand playing GBA games on the Wii U.
Mm. Fair enough.
Well, I mean, the screaming is the part that, because doesn't the same voice samples like all those other games?
They got high on
putting
voice samples and things.
Yeah.
That was my least favorite part of all those ports.
It looks really nice. Like, I like how they updated the graphic wise.
It's
for
me!
It, but yeah, the voice stuff is really dumb.
Oh, man.
Mario!
Alright, that's it. We're gonna go play anime card games.
Yeah.
Not me.
So,
Wade's not playing anime card games.
We can leave
games
it on for Wade. He can just talk to the people.
Let me tell you about
all right.
Talk about the Oculus Rift for an hour straight.
I bet you could do it.
I could.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We'll still find time to do that.
Will.
Maybe by the time it comes out, like, we'll have our debriefing of none of us owning one, speculating on the future of the Oculus Rift.
I sure won't own one.
Uh-huh.
Fuck that price.
Yep, that's gonna do it. All right,
woo,
thank you for listening. Thank you guys for hanging out.
Goodbye.
We'll be back soonish with more stuff.
Woo.
Perfect.
Woo.
Stuff.